Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka Raven Radio. Joining me in the studio are Ken Fate and Amy Kramer Johnson. They're here to talk about some of the upcoming events here at Raven Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Well, let's just go ahead and get started. Let's talk about the first event that's coming up this Friday, the Solstice Cruise. Amy, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have several events coming up here in the next couple of weeks, kicking it off this Friday with our annual Solstice Cruise on board an Allen Marine catamaran. It's a great way to get out on the water and enjoy some live music, great food, and hopefully some wildlife. We've been fairly lucky in finding the wildlife the last few years. And the crew at Allen Marine, they always do a great job of searching out the wildlife for us. The cruise departs from Crescent Harbor at 6 p.m. this Friday and returns at 8:30. Chordplay will be playing, providing the music this year. They are a bossa nova style band. If you haven't heard them play around town here, they're a local band. And they will be kicking the music off and grooving the whole night. Our Town Catering with Edith Johnson will be providing some delicious Brazilian style street food, and with meat skewers. And there's a vegetarian option, salads, dessert. It is a heavy appetizer. Display. It is not a full meal, but we know Edith will do a great job because she is known around town for her catering skills. We do have tickets available still. There are still some tickets at Old Harbor Books. This is a family-friendly event. We've opened it up to people of all ages, unlike in past years. So for adults, it's $50. Children 12 and under, $30 for a ticket. And there is a cash bar provided by Allen Marine. So if you are 21 and or older, please bring your ID, and they'll have beer and wine, and I think they had some mixed cocktails last year as well that they provided.
Yeah, a few.
So I was talking to my mom last night, and you touch on weather when you talk to mom, especially when it's hot and sunny down there, and she asked about it here, and I mentioned the cruise, and she said, well, how's the weather look for the cruise? And I said, the great thing is that when we've got the scattered in the forecast, we can look out on the horizon. And every year we tell the captain, go find that spot of bright. And so that's what we'll be doing again, is we're going to search out the best possible place in Sitka Sound for us to be. We start the music right away. When you get on board, you can get a drink, and the music takes us out. And we'll have some food. We'll find a nice, sunny, hopefully, cross our fingers spot, and a spot with some whales. Cut the engines, float around a little while, turn the music up, have some food, have some drink, and have a relaxing time together out on a bright spot on the ocean.
Yeah, I remember last year, it was a pretty bleak day, but we did end up basking in the sun a little bit in the evening. That
it's
really nice.
Yes.
I couldn't believe you could find the sunny spot. That was incredible.
They do a great job of, the captain always does a great job of helping us out with that. And the catamarans are so comfortable, even if it is a little drippy outside, you know, there's plenty of cover. And as Ken said, enjoy the live music and some great food, and it's just a fun time. It's a great way to get out on the water and be with friends and family. If you have friends in town, if you have folks visiting, this is a great opportunity to get them out to see a little bit of the waterways away from town.
And the bossa nova music, I'm really looking forward to hearing that.
Yes.
With vocals, and I haven't heard them yet, and it's a treat to hear a new band here in Sitka.
Yes.
So, Catherine, you, you've been on Morning Edition for a couple weeks here.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the first time we've heard your voice.
No.
remind me when you were here.
So I was here last summer. I was the summer news intern.
Oh,
and
yes, that's right.
I showed up at the end of May last year and spent 2 months here in Sitka.
All right, and so you you did go on the Solstice
Cruise.
I did. Uh-huh. But you you missed the next event that we're going to be talking about, Only Fools Run at Midnight, which is coming up Saturday, the 24th of June. Why did you miss that event?
Gosh,
possible reason do you have? Catherine
well, I really can't complain because I was supposed to be back for the event, but I was reporting in Warm Springs and got stuck there. I got socked in and we didn't get to fly back until that Monday. So I missed Only Fools Run, but I was soaking in the Sulphur Springs for a good long 4-day weekend. So
not a bad place to be stranded but for
I'm,
a couple days.
Right. But I'm looking forward to it this year and I'm really fascinated. I've never seen a midnight run, so I'm excited to hear about it.
Well,
tell me about it.
Here's some details. The great thing about this is it's family friendly and it's everybody friendly. And what this is, it's if you're creative, if you're a night owl, if you're not a night owl, if you enjoy running, if you enjoy walking, it's a costume creative event. And it's a time to be together with your community and celebrate the long, long days that we get to experience here in the summer. And dress up. We've got a 5K course and a 1-mile course. So if you want to walk the 1-mile course, then that's great. If you want to run and time yourself, we'll have a newly measured 5K course. And we'll have accurate timing provided. But you should be running in costume. And another element of the costume is that we will offer prizes for the best costumes and the fastest finishers and the wackiest centipede, which is five or more people attached in some way. And it could be twine. You know, you could just be wearing tie-dye shirts and have twine. That would count. But you can also be attached thematically. You can be attached choreographically. And you could be attached... with your mental waves, it's your decision on how you want to be thematically attached. We've had a 12-person octopus. We have had a glow bug, all kinds of different things. I think we've had a posse of clowns.
A helicopter. Sure. Yes.
So
yes, we've had some very creative costumes.
We've got prizes for all of the different categories, and we've got the race, which starts right at midnight. And or 1 minute before, and so we'll be starting registration at 11 o'clock at our new starting place, Harrigan Centennial Hall. It's going to make for the 1 mile walk to be, frankly, just more off the roads. It's going to be along the seawalk, and it's going to be just a roadless affair. And then the running will be a similar path, but it will start at Harrigan Hall, and again have less roads, no crossroads at the stoplight and such. And we'll have the police will help with the traffic. We'll have folks out with lights and flags and stop signs to make the event safe and well lit. And you'll have a good idea of where you're going, so that's not a problem. Lots of people out on the course, and everybody in the family is welcome. You can register online right now. The link is on our website at kcaw.org. $20 if you pre-register, and you'll save $5 that way. And you need to do that before Friday, June 23rd. And what you get when you pre-register is $5 off, and you reserve your T-shirt size. So you get a T-shirt when you register, and then when if you don't pre-register, then you can just come and register the night of, and it's $25 that night. We do have registration forms that will be out at the Hames Center and at Old Harbor Books. You can bring those to pay to Raven Radio beforehand, or just bring that to the night of, and again, it would be $25. Or the easiest thing, register online. The costume contest starts at 11:30. Registration the night of is at 11. And again, it's at Harrigan Hall. We'll have water and fruit. And we'll got funky music pre-race by Ed Littlefield and Joe Mantegna and Sitka Fine Arts Camp staff. So it'll be the horns and the drums and the whole thing going on. And we look forward to having a fun costume contest and music. And the hosts of Off the Cuff, Kelsey and Claire, are going to be emceeing the event. So a lot of fun coming up Saturday night, June 24th, and the registration starts at 11 p.m. at Harrigan Hall.
So I have about a week and a half to get my costume ready then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And, you know, a little crepe paper. Watch out if it rains. You'll be fine.
All right. So that gets us through June, and then the next thing coming up here at Raven Radio is the 4th of July, which is a big deal here.
Right, and we could talk for hours about the 4th of July, but how many minutes do we have?
We have about a minute left.
Okay, we can do that.
4th of July, we've got root beer floats following the parade, as we have for the last several years. Come on down to the cable house here right after the parade. The parade usually ends at this end of Lincoln Street. Stroll over. Last year, I think we served probably... 800 or 900 root beer floats. And it's a free event, live music, and we just invite everybody to come.
Mm-hmm. We got games around and about, and everybody just kind of comes down here. It's the place to be, and the root beer floats are free. So it's on us, just a way of saying thanks for being such a wonderful community to help keep this community radio station thriving.
So quick wrap-up. Tickets, get your tickets now, Old Harbor Books, for the cruise this Friday. Register online for the Only Fools Run at Midnight, which is June 24th, and join us on July 4th for Root Beer Floats.
Great. All
right. Bada-bing.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. We've been speaking to Amy Kramer-Johnson and Ken Fade about what's coming up at Raven Radio. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine.